call this meeting to order at 6:30. Okay, before we start the meeting, I'm just going to say that each member or delegate shall address the council through the presiding officer, but shall not speak until recognized. When addressing council, a member, delegate, or the public shall not address council without permission, remain orderly and quiet, not carry on a private conversation, not shout, raise his, her voice, or use offensive, disrespectful, or unkind words in referring to any member or to any official or staff member of the village or any member of the public. Not reflect on any vote of council except when moving to rescind it, and shall not reflect on the motives of the members who voted on the motion or the mover of the motion. Assume personal responsibility for any statement he quotes to council or upon request of council shall give the source of the information. The presiding officer may rule any member out of order for failing to observe any of the restrictions. The presiding officer may expel from any meeting or from a meeting, any member, delegate, or any person from the public who disturbs the proceedings of that meeting. Okay, so moving forward, agenda. I have a couple additions that I'd like to add. Spring cleanup, 11.4. And 11.5, beautification. Any more additions, errors, or omissions? Oh, I'm sorry, there's also a municipal one for us, for council too. 11.6.
I'm going to move that the agenda be amended to reinstate question period. Point of order, as the vote was never unanimous, which is required under Part 93 of Bylaw 444-22.
Well, I want to follow the public question period 43. Prior to the bylaw business discussion of a council meeting, question period as approved by council. So our agenda and question period is approved as a council.
43 says it has to be unanimous.
No, it doesn't say that for 43.
For Part 93, it does.
Do you have any?
So 43 is an introductory, seemed to be overriding a simple majority situation. So council basically approves every question period in simple majority. Section 43.
Okay, I'll request a recorded vote.
Okay, well, we got two different things going on. So let's do add business spring cleanup, add to business 11.4, 11.5, 11.6, the spring cleanup, beautification, and municipal, intermunicipal dinner that we've been invited to. Can I get a motion to accept those three things?
Motion.
Okay. All in favor? Okay, the other motion on the table is bringing back question period. Any comments, discussion? Okay. We'll do a recorded vote. John? Bring back question period?
No, not at this point.
Brenda?
Yes.
Rose, no. Okay, moving forward, we have a delegation by Mr. Marshall.
Hi, my name is Dave Marshall, here representing the Village of Longview Ratepayers Association. At our last meeting, we brought the attention of the group that there was some concern with the, mostly two items, one being the ongoing complaints of the campground, and the second item that was brought up was the loss of the use of the flat deck truck apparently as a write-off. And as this was tossed around the meeting, suggestions were made and a secondary meeting was attended to discuss these things and make recommendations to council. The campground seems to have been a bit of trouble of late as far as management people not necessarily care of the campground and such. Made note of the fact that the town of Diamond Valley had just contracted out their campgrounds to the Lions Club, and they're going to shut them down because it couldn't make money. I don't think our campground really ever makes money. Most years it loses money. And the suggestion, the conclusion coming out of the meeting, all the discussion was to be well advised for the Village of Longview to look for or contact the Lions perhaps and look for an alternate solution to management and contract out the management of the campground. There are certainly synergies that could be gained by both the village and the Lions. First off, being the village would take accountability and drop it to a contractor, and the contractor would then be responsible to the village. For the contractor, if it was perhaps the Lions Club in Turner Valley, they can then run three campgrounds, or two there now. They can run three campgrounds and thereby manage flow of people. That can, if they have overflow situations, of course, they can refer through the three campgrounds. So it could be of advantage to them, and we'd strongly suggest that the village look to contacting them and seeing if that would be of interest to them. The flat deck truck, being the loss of the flat deck truck, brings up a substantial potential cost to the village to replace that truck. And essentially that truck is used to haul garbage. The blue truck that's hauling garbage now is not sufficient for the job. Anybody who's followed that truck on a windy day would know that it really can't pull. You know, it's 45-50 kilometers an hour, oftentimes dragging against the wind. The truck is not built to haul that trailer when it's loaded. The replacement of the flat deck truck will likely run some $40,000 to $60,000 as a, you know, for a used truck. And essentially that's $40,000 to $60,000 for a single purpose. The only thing that truck is mandatory for is to haul garbage to the dump. And to purchase a $50,000 truck and maintain it, insure it throughout the year, to haul garbage once a week is a little ludicrous. There are a multitude of subcontractors available in the foothills area that do garbage removal. Again, Diamond Valley has gone to, they go to the town of Okotoks for their garbage removal, but they have contracted out. Again, we would strongly recommend, rather than purchasing a replacement truck to be used once a week, it may be a good idea to take a look at contracting that out. The real indicator of how economically unwise it is to be owning that truck and hauling garbage with it is that, can you picture any company as a standalone company with 100, basically 100 homes, operating that much equipment for a once-a-week service. And I'm going to say the answer to that is clearly no. No one's going to spend that kind of money to, for a once-a-week service that can be contracted out to a company that has proper equipment, maintains their own equipment, and can offset the capital cost against various different jobs. Quite a little further on that, and it's not as dramatic, but it's something to look for in the future, is we currently have other equipment, skid steer, tractor, Kubota tractor, pretty much used for some degree of snow removal, lawn cutter for landscape. And again, I think it would be wise to look at the, you know, some of that equipment fails. There are a multitude of landscape companies in the foothills area that would be able to manage landscaping quite easily around the village of Longview, and also do all those landscape companies, every landscape company in the Calgary area does snow removal in the wintertime so they can utilize their equipment on an ongoing basis. So first critical thing, I think, let's take a look at the campground. Secondly, I think going out for a garbage contract proposal is a much better solution than looking for a brand new or a replacement pickup or flat deck truck, excuse me. And third, some thought should be given to landscape and snow removal as well. Any questions?
Council have any questions?
I think the flat deck truck is used for more than just garbage shit. I think he does landscaping with it. He hauls gravel around with it. So, how much is the contractor going to cost us? Have you looked into that?
Yeah. Certainly for garbage, the contractor is not going to cost anything more than the village, than the individuals are billed currently on their utility bills.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for submitting your delegation in the form that you did. So there was just a few things that you had in your delegation, so just want to address some of them. So the bucket on the skid steer, that was repaired. And then we have 160 residential dwellings in our community. And then with the campground, like, I'm not saying that we're not willing to look at this kind of stuff, but it has to be something that's beneficial to the community as a whole. So the Longview taxpayers do not fund the campground attendance, mowing, or pay additional administration. The campground grossed over $60,000 last year with a net profit of $30,000. So without the campground revenue, the info booth would become a tax burden, in my opinion. And then you had talked about money being collected. There is only one village employee that collects payment if the info booth is closed. And there are several employees within the village that do have criminal record checks. That's just my stuff. And the truck, we said we would discuss that our budget deliberations. Okay, thank you. Do we have any correspondence from residents? Okay. Minutes of the regular council meeting, April 21st, and special council meeting, April 29th. Any errors or omissions? Motion to accept the minutes as presented for April 21st and special April 20th.
I make
No.
All in favor? Carried.
You got Brenda on that one?
Yes.
Okay, CAO report on action items.
This still has for last month. These two items are not top priority and will be fit in as they can. So that update is rather quick.
Any questions? All right, I'll make a motion to accept the CAO report. All in favor? Carried. Okay, Diamond Valley Policing Report. So we have, through the month of April, officers issued 40 offense tickets with a total face value of $15,238. Officers also responded to several bylaw-related complaints involving property standards as well as general bylaw concerns and inquiries. In addition, several backyard hen coop inspections were completed. May currently has 11 trials scheduled, with 17 trials scheduled to date for June. And residents are reminded that enforcement concerns can be reported through the 24/7 complaint line at 403-933-0334. And I'm just going to include with the policing report that this there's issues. There have been several incidences of fuel siphoning within our communities, so Diamond Valley is really getting hit. So just be mindful, keep your eyes and ears open if there's any kind of suspicious activity.
So I just included that.
Yeah. Okay. That's Diamond Valley, so now we got the CAO report.
Yes, any questions on CAO report? One update I'd like to just highlight is all the staff took its legislative required emergency management training, 2-day course. So all the staff took that May 4 or 5. It's an important topic. Oh. Yeah, any other questions?
Can you just update on what's going on with Westview?
Actually, there is a subcontractor as being selected and is by council. And is scheduled to start within the next few weeks. Thank you. The notices have went out, and it is only supposed to take a few weeks, not too long. So we are expecting this to be a better performance.
Any other questions?
Okay, the renovation committee, how is that going?
It is still in the process of seeking funding. That's the next big step before anything can happen there. So it's very active. Letters have gone out to a number of organizations. There are individuals and organizations already contributing to that effort. So that's the high level summary.
Just on the audit, what's the expected timeline of that being available?
Yeah, I haven't heard a specific date, but I...
April 23rd, I did Fresk and Okotoks. They kind of sort of were able to give us a little tour, but they're going to give us another tour of their 911 call center at the end of this month. April 28th, I did FCSS reporting. April 29th, special meeting.
All I had was April 29th, special meeting.
I forgot to add April 29th on mine, but I had a school board meeting on May the 7th.
Can I just ask what were your first item was?
A Fresk?
Oh, okay.
On the reporting, FCSS?
Yeah.
Okay. Alright, moving forward. Foothills County Waste Management. Can you do that? Anything that we need to know?
No. Normal work performed under contract. Sorry, I'm just recalling. There are no exceptions, standard procedures followed, so satisfactory again this month for last month.
Okay, thank you.
Can I have a motion to accept the reports as presented?
Motion, please.
John, all in favor? Thank you. Financial reporting.
So any questions on financial reports? We still have money in the bank and operating flows. Should I just kind of jump forward on the checklist and so on? Yeah. Okay. Just scanning if anything really stands out. So based, just in case people did not know, and if you were wondering, our process is that we issue checks. They have two required signatures of an elected official and or CAO, in this case with the bank. Even when we do electronic transfers, e-transfers and so on, EFTs, we want to always follow the bank process of having at least two of these authorized bank signatures. So even though the check listing clearly looks like a series of checks, in fact, majority of these are issued as electronic. So we didn't put the detail of a lot of other information. So I'm just summarizing that many of these are in fact e-transfers, but because of the authorization procedure of two authorized signatories, we run them through checks first. Anyways, just seeing if anything stands out. We We have remote access. It's called Splash Top, the admin team. And so we were having some trouble with the ATB MasterCards, actually, is what it was. And so a few of us needed to use our personal Visa cards and so on. So there was some reimbursement. That's what it was, is just to pay back our personal spend to get these accesses back in place. So remote would be where somebody's not in the village, say in an evening or a weekend or whatever, trying to access the accounting server information or files and so on. So that can be done remotely to help with efficiency and effectiveness in municipal operations. Yeah, so otherwise I think it's pretty normal series of checks.
Sorry,
I can, there's one more report, revenue expense summary. So let's just have a look at that. So nothing out of line of concern for us. We are also early in the budget year. As was mentioned earlier, the campground actually makes more money than one would think, just sort of first blush. So we're expecting that to continue again this year. And that would be a summary so far.
Any questions, comments? Motion to accept the financial reporting as presented.
I'll make that motion.
Brenda Beach.
I'll second it.
All in favor? She whispered it, but I heard it. Okay. Oh, Council Procedure Bylaw 444-22, Amendment, further discussion. So, at our last meeting, I was asked if this was just big communities that have this as part of their meetings. So, I did a whole bunch of research. And, so Empress has 179 residents, so I'm just going to say their names and then their population. Barrons, 334. Alliance, 170. Edberg, 130. Cremona at 437. Rosemary at 370. And Amisk at 220. All of them have no question period within their council meeting other than having the questions submitted. So we can continue with conversation. If there's any amendments. Thank you for doing this. You did very well on all of this. I'm quite happy with it. Thank you.
Welcome.
I still have a major concern with this. We all expressed a desire to bring the community together and have better communication and transparency. The proposed amendment to the bylaw would do anything but achieve this. Actions speak louder than words. Discussion and questions help us all, residents, council, staff, alike, to understand things better and get different views on things. We are to be for the people, from the people, which in essence, in my mind, says we are indirectly hired by the residents of the community with the expectation that they could trust us to steward the assets and finances. Questions should be a natural progression of this process. We need to be working together and embracing input from our residents. There is a wealth of knowledge in our community that could help us all achieve the goals we dream of for our community. In the Western Wheel this week, there was a speaker in Okotoks. And he was speaking on citizens hold the key to future of democracy. Voter turnout continues to decline, so why are people stepping back? Why are they stepping away from democracy? And why are they allowing democracy to become fragile? I think they're doing that because in a lot of ways, politics is starting to treat people less as this indispensable asset and a source of strength, and instead treats people like a bit of a risk that needs to be managed. So he was suggesting that we should do citizen assemblies, where the population comes together to advise government policy. He encourages governments to involve citizens in policy making more often, adding the public is more than willing to dedicate time and effort into making recommendations to shape the country. There was also an article about Okotoks. I think it's the sixth year in a row that they got an award for their transparency in financial reporting. So there's a lot that we can aspire to work towards. And shutting people down on questions and having them have them in 8 days before a meeting, and we don't have an agenda 8 days before a meeting, and not being able to ask questions in the meeting, it makes no sense to me. Discussion needs to happen.
Okay, enough. So you had said in the beginning what your oath was. Well, my oath was to the community as a whole. My community involves the residents, the staff, CAO, and all three of us. My commitment is to keep everyone safe, viable, not have to worry about having personal attacks, not have to worry about,
well, I lost my words.
This is, as I said at our strategic planning, that it wouldn't matter who it was, I would protect you as the deputy mayor. I feel it's mine. It should be council's responsibility to protect each other. And I said at strategic planning, I would protect you no different than councillor. It is not right that people get to come to the meetings to an open mic, and I want to control what it is that they're going to say at that mic, and we have that right to control that. That's my oath to the community as a whole. We have several people here tonight that don't come to meetings, but they're going to start because we're not stopping them from having questions. We're not, if anything, we're giving them more opportunity because they don't have to have their questions presented that is only on the agenda. They can ask any question as long as it's put in so that we have time to answer it.
But they could have put their questions in before if there's other things not on the agenda.
But how is just cutting question period out of our agenda stopping them from answering their questions?
They can still put questions in, but allowing questions in our meeting as the process goes, that's when questions come up, as the discussion happens.
we're gonna agree to disagree on it. I don't feel that we're lacking transparency, that the door is closed to transparency, just because we don't have a question period in our agenda, per se, as it is right now. There is still going to be opportunity for people to ask their questions. They're asking questions and they're complaining because they're not getting their answers. This way, we have time, as council, as CAO, to get those questions answered.
Not get feedback that, like Rose says, personal attacks. What do you call this? What do you call this? So, am I representing my community, or am I representing this bunch of people here?
So you're gonna effectively punish everybody for a few people?
How's it punishment?
How's it punishment?
They need to ask questions.
They can ask questions, like Rose said. They can ask questions, put it in the submit. I don't want to get blindsided like I did with the dog bylaw. You know the dog bylaw? No. I got blindsided. So, do you want to get blindsided?
It's part of the job, to be honest.
Yeah.
Order.
I don't think so.
Well, you guys blindsided me before too, so how does
no,
that
we didn't.
Work?
No, no,
yes,
it,
you did.
We had a strategic planning. We discussed
no,
it at
you
the strategic.
You blindsided me. No, you blindsided me.
Okay.
I suppose
you
both
can,
ways.
You can claim that. I have emails. We did not blindside you. I told
you,
you what I was
an email
reading
that
it for.
You were going to do that. So how is that not blindsided?
Because we discussed it at the strategic planning.
That if it came up, but you never told me that it. That's what you were gonna do.
You could have said
sent me an email 5 minutes before that meeting. No, you waited till we started the meeting and blindsided with me.
That I was gonna suspend
yes.
Question period? Because I sat on it for quite a while deciding what I should do with it.
Well, you've got several ways of contacting me and you didn't bother.
You weren't blindsided because you knew it was coming.
No, I did not.
Okay, well, I'm not going to tit for tat and everything else. We're just going to move forward. So any further amendments to bylaw?
Record the vote.
I move that bylaw number 488-26, council procedures amended from bylaw 444-22, being a bylaw of the Village of Longview in the province of Alberta, to provide for the procedure and conduct of council and council committee meetings, receive second reading. John?
I'll move that forward.
That's a yes?
Yes.
Brenda?
No.
Myself, yes. Continue on. Moved by Mayor Clausen that bylaw number 488-26, council procedures amended from bylaw 444-22, being a bylaw of the Village of Longview in the province of Alberta to provide for the procedure and conduct of council and council committee meetings, receive third and final reading. John?
Yes.
Brenda?
No, and it can't, actually. It says bylaw reading procedure, three readings, unanimous consent for same day, second, third readings.
Enough, or I'm going to call you all out of order.
So this is not a one meeting. It had a first reading last time, so the all the municipal regulations, MGs, so on, once it moves to the next meeting, it becomes simple vote. So there was a first reading that took place last time, so.
This says same day, second, third. Second has to be unanimous to go to third.
Same day, this is not same day is the point.
This is same day, we just did second reading.
We did the first reading last month. That's the other day. So that is true, of course it's true. Let me say it this way. When it was first introduced last meeting, we had wanted to try and do all three readings at once. That would apply and it would have had to be unanimous. But once it goes beyond the first meeting into the second or any other subsequent meeting, then it just requires a simple vote means a majority vote as opposed to unanimous at any subsequent meeting. So that is in fact true, but this is the second, not the first meeting.
So your vote is?
Well, we need to back up because I want the vote recorded.
I already put it that way. So John said yes?
No.
Yes.
Rose says yes. Okay, moving forward. Not-for-profit request to use community hall, our Solid Roots Association. So request is to use the community hall to deal with social well-being. Do you know who this group is?
Just the name and the...
Just the name?
Just what's in the package.
I haven't heard anything about this. So they're requesting to use the hall to...
They're called our Solid Roots Association. And just as it says in the article.
Yep, okay.
To do with social well-being, and I'm sorry that's all
okay.
I personally know.
All right. So they're wanting to use the hall for free.
Correct.
Okay. Comments? Discussion?
Do we know who this group is?
No, I just asked that question.
Okay, yeah, I know.
Yeah, they're from Longview, it says.
So we should put that... Debate that, or put it till we research it a little further. Because it doesn't really say it's Solid Rooms.
Yeah, our Solid Roots Association.
So what kind of people are here? You know, like, they want to use it for...
They're just using it for meetings. It's not anything else. Like, they're not.
It's not political or anything.
No, I'm not worried about that. But it's not physical. Like they're just having a meeting. So our insurance covers just meetings.
Yes, that's my understanding.
Okay. That's sort of my point, right?
Yeah. If that's what they're doing with the hall, I don't see any problem. We let all the other not-for-profit groups use the hall. Free of charge.
We all need some motion to move that forward.
Okay. Do you need more info?
No.
Okay. Moving on. BA tribute sign proposal. So this is the information on it. Council read the information. Okay, so the new sign would take the place of the 1980s sign. Changing the wording, the BA plant picture. Where is it that they're wanting to put this?
In our
memorial garden?
Yeah, right. In our yard.
Do we know the size and all that kind of stuff?
Quick question. Is that sign that's at the parking lot? Would that be the same one?
I'm not sure. I'm sorry.
There's an old word out sign that is out there.
I'm not sure. I'm sorry. actually want some dimensions or some more information, is that correct?
Could we get a little more information? If they want it in the garden, Memorial Garden, like I don't see a problem with that, but we should talk to the organization as well. So that would be talk to Karen. And yeah, find out what the size is. Like, it would be great to be in our memorial garden, but she knows space better than all of us.
Okay.
Yes, Council? Good with that?
Yeah.
Okay, moving on. Meet your neighbor gathering. This is coming from who?
This is Stone Moment here, Tom Kirk.
Oh, okay. My apologies.
Says it though.
No, I didn't go far enough. My apologies. Okay. So Tom Kirk wants to put up a meet your neighbor gathering. He has gotten everything covered, the insurance. It would be non-alcoholic and being hosted by Rural Mental Health and like access to our sign to advertise, I guess. And it will provide barbecue food and fun games to the residents of Longview with the intention of creating a place where families can come and have lots of fun and foster community spirit. So he's requesting on June 13th, 12 till 4, to use the Longview Park. Any comments? Any discussion? I'm fine with him using the park.
Community.
Yes. Okay.
I'll move to accept that one.
Okay. All in favor? Carried. Okay, so a little late. It won't be spring cleanup anymore. But we normally, the past council did a spring cleanup once a year. And so I'm asking if council would be willing to do that again. We tried to do it with the school. So John, I'll ask that maybe you could speak to the principal.
Okay.
They normally will go out and then we go up, like let's say they do it on Friday, we go out on a Saturday. So we just look for volunteers, we go out and just clean the street, find garbage.
did you want to pick a date at all? Or?
Well, we'll get there.
Oh,
I got to see if they're willing as council to have a cleanup.
Okay.
No, that'll work.
Okay, so we need to pick a date that works for us all, please. So it would be, so, and then you'll go to the school and ask the principal if the children would like to. They normally will go out and do the school grounds, so we didn't do that.
I think they were talking about doing that to themselves at the last meeting.
Yeah, but we try to be in conjunction and continue on.
Last problem when that is, and if they're.
Okay, all right.
So maybe he should ask first.
Okay, do you want to do that?
Yeah, I'll do that.
Okay, and then reach out and we can all...
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so we'll move on with that one. Keep that on our...
Can I just...
Would it be worth saying that we could move forward outside of having to bring this to another meeting based on once Councillor John hears a date, it can be decided by then or something? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So all right.
That's just a direction then to
this?
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. Okay, and then the beautification. We normally order flowers for the flower box. That's kind of in conjunction with the garbage cleanup. Do you happen to know what our budget is? You'll find that out?
Yeah, I'll have to find that out.
Okay.
Sorry.
Are you good with us?
So how about like similar? Sorry,
similar
to last year is probably a good guideline.
Mm-hmm. I don't remember what last year
was. Allows us to.
Okay.
Yes.
Council in favor of doing that as well?
With a budget similar
to that. With our budget that we have. Yeah.
Yeah, no, done that last year.
Okay, all right.
We like the good folks from the audience.
Yeah, so is that something that's internal again? That we would just work that out amongst ourselves?
I think that works, yes.
Okay, all right. Okay. Oh, 11.6, what was the other thing that you had?
The intermunicipal.
Oh, there it is, okay. So we've been invited, Foothills Municipalities Intermunicipal Dialogue Dinner and Meeting, the Town of Diamond Valley, Foothills County, Town of High River, Village Longview, Town of Manton, and Town of Okotoks. Thursday, June 18th, the Best Western, Town of Okotoks and Foothills County would like to take this opportunity to invite all the elected officials and CAO of our neighboring municipalities to an evening of intermunicipal dialogue. This is an opportunity to discuss issues of mutual interest and concern, as well as enjoy an evening of camaraderie.
I think I already answered really on that one.
Okay.
Do you have to do it, or
no?
Do the sign up, I mean? Or are you doing that
for us?
It's whatever you prefer. I can handle it. How would you prefer?
That's okay, I can look at it.
Okay. But if at any time, just let me know.
Okay. All right. So that was more information.
So basically we're agreeing to attend.
Yeah. Okay, and then the last one is external correspondence from TELUS.
Just FYI.
FYI information. Okay. So it's they're doing critical infrastructure upgrade. But is it going to affect our community? Did they say it would affect our community in any way?
I haven't heard of any significant ramifications.
I haven't heard anything either. Okay.
It's closed.
What is it though?
Okay, sir. So,
No, I'm just, so we're moving into a closed meeting here, which is, so the applicable ATIA section, which used to be FOIP, is 29.1B, which is advice from officials, consultations, deliberations. So this is a further discussion of some updates from Alberta Transport with regard to concerns with the school zone speeds. And Diamond Valley Municipal Enforcement Representative Sergeant Hogan has requested that this be in a closed meeting. So that's the next item, if all council is agreeable.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm going to adjourn this meeting at 7:24.
Council is going into recess at 7:25. We're back from recess at 7:31. I'm now going to move into a closed portion of the meeting at 7:31. Okay, we'll come out of closed at 7:56. So, I'm going to make a recommendation to the CAO to further follow up with the Alberta Transportation and other government departments to to escalate the school zone issues within our village. Is it a motion or just a direction?
It's probably good to motion. This is an important topic.
John made the motion. All in favor? Carried. Okay, so now the official adjournment is 7:57.